Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to a live broadcast from Wynn Oval with Chicks Talking Footy here on Joy 94.9. Sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL Women's since day one. Lovely.
So here we are at the Wynn Oval on round four between the Bulldogs and Carlton for the AFLW Pride game. We're going to be crossing now to our boundary reporter, Boundary Beck, who is standing right next to Bree Davey, ready for a chat.
Hi, guys. I'm actually sitting next to Bree Davey because the poor thing's here with her knee. Bree, I'll get the nasty stuff out the way first. So you're probably 3 days post your knee op. How many box sets have you watched on Netflix this week?
I've actually really gotten into a bit of Disney lately. So actually recently did a campaign with them. So I've got a fair few of the Disney videos at home. So I've been getting through them and absolutely love it.
Excellent. Glad to see you keeping yourself entertained. Now, on to happier stuff, I guess. How does it feel to be the captain of a club playing in the inaugural AFLW Pride game?
Yeah, look, it's amazing. I think, you know, the Pride game is something we've all been looking forward to since the first round. And, you know, as a club, it's great that we're sort of pioneering in it with the, you know, alongside the Bulldogs and really, you know, trying to drive change and create social impact, which is, you know, the whole aim of it at the end of the day.
That's right. And in the AFLW, we have so many out and proud women, including yourself. So do you think there's an even bigger impact for the girls playing in the game tonight?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's helpful when some people have sort of walked it and lived and breathed it sort of thing. So I think it would definitely make further impact on people. And, you know, for all the people who do watch tonight, I hope that they feel a real sense of, I guess, unity. You know, this is such a cool round to be a part of. And we're so excited that it's something that can help to, you know, hopefully uplift a few people and make them feel that they've got people with them.
Absolutely. Now, how do you think the girls are going to go tonight? The Bulldogs are a big competitor, but you've both had, I guess, some unfortunate injuries in the last couple of weeks. How do you see the game playing out tonight?
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be really competitive. You know, like you said, we've had a couple of injuries, so have they. So, which is, you know, taking out some of their key players. And, you know, it will be still so super competitive, I think. And we'll just obviously be sort of focusing on what we're doing. And that's what we've sort of done throughout the week. So, yeah, we'll go out there all guns blazing and hopefully we can get them early, which is what the aim is, yeah.
Absolutely. And what kind of supporter are you, Bree? Are you going to be trying to jump up and down with your crutches? Or are you going to be screaming from the coach's box? What are you going to be like?
Yeah, look, I'm on a fair few painkillers at the moment, so I'm a little bit spacey. But no, I'm the super competitive person, and I obviously adore this team and the girls. So I'll be trying not to jump around too much because of my knee. But I don't know if I'll be able to control myself, to be honest. So yeah, look, I'll try and be calm, and hopefully, like as I said, we get that jump on them early, and I'll be able to stay calm.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being the first guest on the inaugural Pride game broadcast, Bree. So you've got a very special place in the show tonight. Good luck to the Blues tonight and back to you girls up there.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.